have a tea kettle full of scalding water, because in them days they didn't have a lot of hot water on tap all the time. You had your water was limited. She'd have a tea kettle full of this. Maybe your ordinary dishwater would be just lukewarm. Rinse it off and then put these dishes in the pan, and she'd take that scalding water and scald them. And that was the modern the old time method of. But now with hot water on tap all the time, why, it's just a case of they put the dishes in hot water, maybe hotter than you can put your hands in, and sauce them around and put them on a drain board, and maybe run, take a spray and run over them again.
What do you call the rag that you use to sauce them around?
Fish rag. Uh-huh. That's still.
How about to dry them with? Do you ever?
Dish towels. Yeah, they use it. Yeah, that's all I've ever heard.
Let's see. You a while ago you were talking about the kettle you used to make applesauce in, but then you also said that you also used the word cauldron. Now, what would be the difference between cauldron and kettle?
Well, the kettle to make apple butter was never used for a cauldron, because a cauldron was cast.
Nice.
Your cauldron was cast, and the kettle to make applesauce was copper lined. Mm-hmm. It was a metal, a copper lined metal.
Now for skillet, do you ever hear frying pan?
Oh yeah, frying pan.
Or spider?
No, I've not.
You ever see the kind with legs on?
No, I don't think I ever have.
Uh-huh. Or a creeper? Ever hear fry pan?
Oh yeah, you'd have a fry pan. Of course, you got now your electric fry pans, frying pans, and that stuff.
But which one of all these would you most commonly use yourself?
Well, I probably use a skillet. We've always pancake griddle is another thing we used when I was talking about the buckwheat cakes. Mother had a big square of cast iron business about this long and about this wide that would set over two burners on the stove. If she was using an oil stove and on an old cooking stove, of course, it set over one whole end. That would all be equally hot. Well, you could fry eight flapjacks at one time. See?
Oh, yeah.
And that was a pretty common thing every day to use, a pancake griddle that Mom always kept griddle.
We were talking about a dish towel a while ago. What would you commonly call a piece of cloth you used to dry yourself with after
face
a bath?
Face towels or bath towels.
Uh-huh. Ever call a Turkish towel?
Well, they're not in the country. I've never heard that called a Turkish towel.
This thing that the water comes out of over here, what do you call that?
Faucet. Uh-huh. Spigot. You've heard it a lot, but commonly in our family it's called a faucet.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm interested in, really. What's your family? Because, I mean, we can't try to keep up with what every neighbor...
Somebody would say that's a spigot. Uh-huh. No, it's ours is a...
Now, on a barrel, would you call it the same thing?
Yeah. Faucet. Always, that's just for me. It's always been a faucet.
Wouldn't call it a tap.
No.
Well, all these things that your wife uses when she wants to pour something into a small opening.
Funnel.
Back when you were farming with horses. What would you use to goad them on with?
To what?
To goad them on with? Would you use a stick of any kind or
whip?
Love it, yeah.
Well, it was common to carry in the buggies, you carried a whip. There was a whip socket and a place to use a whip, but on the farm work, you'd see plenty of farmers carrying whips, but to me, I never carried a whip on a team.
Ever called a hickory?
No, it was always a whip, a lash maybe. You might call that. We always had a lash to bring in the cattle with when we was going out to bring the cows.
What do you call these paper containers that you get your groceries in, bring groceries home?